Good morning, everyone. I realise that we're about to break for lunch, so I'll try to be as efficient as possible. My name is Kristen Canning, and I'm the Corporate Relations Manager for the Pathways Foundation. I think probably the best way to start is to give a really brief overview of Pathways, then you'll understand how we set up the context to then implement the log frame into our organisation. Pathways Foundation is a harm prevention charity, and we were founded 10 years ago in northern New South Wales. We run what we term as contemporary rites of passage programs, and the aims there are to bring out the potential in youth, keep them out of serious trouble, and have a positive impact on our society. A rite of passage, for those who don't know, is an experience that marks the transition from one life stage to another. And what we focus on at Pathways is creating a safe transition from the critical shift from teenager to adult. We believe that youth are going to create their own rite of passage, and that's where we get a lot of the high rates of depression, self-harm, and unfortunately youth suicide. Our programs aim to increase youth self-esteem by strengthening family relationships. And just very quickly, these are the programs that we offer. The Pathways to Manhood is our flagship father-son program, which increases the father-son relationship and builds self-esteem. Pathways into Womanhood is the mother-daughter program. Leadership Development Program trains our facilitators to run our programs. And we also run seminars for schools and community groups across the nation on how to increase youth confidence and parenting skills and tools that they can use. So it's just important for you to kind of understand what we do as an organization before we set about explaining how we use the log frame. So why did Pathways use the log matrix? Well, basically and very simply, the Westpac Foundation, as one of our major supporters, suggested that we attend a workshop. So we accepted. And coming from the point of view, and similar to what I think Libby and Kim were talking about, we are a very small organization and we run a lot of programs. This year we're running 40 of those programs that you saw on the prior slide. There's a lot of activity, and we kind of longed for a way to organize and track all of our programs in a very controlled way. We had a few issues from an organizational point of view. Our project with Westpac Foundation is large scale and complex, so like I said, the 40 programs that we're running this year, Westpac gives us a lot of capacity and support to increase that year on year and to increase scholarships that we give to economically disadvantaged families. So there's a lot that we wanted to do. It's not just one program running in one regional area. It's a lot that we wanted to do with this project. And we really felt kind of going into the log frame, we were very excited and we wanted to move mountains. And looking back on it, I think we were unrealistic in our goal. Kim demonstrated basically what a log frame goal is. And when we started to really implement this process exactly a year ago, our goal was to decrease youth self-harm, depression and suicide amongst regionally and economically disadvantaged youth in Australia. However, our purpose was to increase family relationships. So there's a bit of a leap of faith between our goal and our purpose there. So what we did is we sat back and kind of looked at, okay, if we want to do this as the end game, that's okay, and we still will be able to do that, but let's take a bit of an intermediate step. So where we're at now with our log matrix goal is to increase self-esteem amongst regionally and economically disadvantaged youth in Australia. And this is very reachable now. We know that by running our programs, we can, in fact, increase youth self-esteem. And basically what we mean by that is to use self-esteem measures in our pre and post surveys that indicate there's been an increase of self-esteem for our programs. So basically, we said, okay, this is our intermediate goal. We can raise self-esteem. We know we can increase self-esteem. It's been documented, independently proven. And we believe that by running our programs, increasing the self-esteem, that's an important, a necessary step in what we've now termed our super goal. Remember from the slide before, June 08, our goal was to actually decrease youth self-harm depression. We thought, oh my gosh, that's a bit of a leap, so we've now put that as our super goal. So our goal right now to increase the self-esteem, we can do this and this is reachable, and an important aspect of creating that self-esteem, we believe, will then lead to the decreasing of youth self-harm, depression, and suicide. So what I'm showing you right now is what's termed a helicopter view log frame. And again, going back to kind of how Beyond Empathy and Pathways both have a lot going on within a small organisation, this was quite a lovely way for us to, I guess, control and contain everything that's happening in just one snapshot. And as Kim talked through, you know, the super goals, the goals, but also what we've got here is component objectives, which are also like sub-projects or purposes that all have their individual outputs that then contribute back up to the goals, if that makes sense. What I'll show you here, it's a little bit fuzzy, but I thought for the purposes of this presentation, it's worth showing you what the first page of our log frame looks like in practice. Our log frame is 2 pages long, so it's quite succinct. And as you can see, we've got a super goal up there. That's the higher aim of decreasing youth self-harm and suicide. Our goal now, which I said is self-esteem. And basically how you read this is you say, okay, our goal is to increase self-esteem among regionally disadvantaged youth in Australia. What we mean by that is that a high percentage of the approximately 300 Pathways participants that we're going to survey, that they identify signs of increased self-esteem as a result of our program. And how we're going to verify this is by pre- and post-program surveys filled out by the youth, the families who have gone on our Pathways programs. What's interesting and what Kim kind of touched on is this idea of assumptions. So basically, we went through and we did our log frame and we said, okay, an assumption that we're making here in doing this research with our past participants or people who are going on a program is that our research is not going to be skewed. And it could be what we term as, it could be a killer assumption, meaning that if this assumption, if we didn't act on this assumption, it's actually quite critical in the success of our log frame. So what we're doing now is we're taking note of that assumption and we're working with an independent research partner to kind of implement mechanisms within our research to try to reduce the instances of the research being skewed. Another example of what could be a killer assumption is actually on the next page. It's kind of here. This is the Pathways to Manhood programs that we're running. And one of the assumptions that we had in making these programs effective was that we're going to have enough male leaders to run our programs. It sounds simple, but it could be a killer assumption because if we actually don't provide enough leaders, there aren't going to be people running the program. So because we identified that assumption, we're now putting in place things like fast-tracking some of our leaders who are on the program who exhibit high potential and turning over kind of a higher number of quality leaders to make sure that we don't get ourselves in a situation where we can't provide our services. There's been a lot of benefits for Pathways through this log frame. Personally, as corporate relations manager, I support and manage our major relationships, but I also seek out new funding. So what this has helped me from a personal level is to look at everything within our organization in what is now quite a controlled and easy to understand way and look at the gaps and say, you know what, we need funding for our fast tracking of leaders or we need to find some more resources for independent research. It's made me personally more aware of how to articulate our needs. And also from across people like our board of directors who, you know, are high up there but are now kind of getting their hands dirty with what actually happens on camp or on program, and they're able to speak with passion about it too. We're much more aware of how we improve our existing evaluation. So basically, before we embarked on this log frame with Gianni and the Westpac Foundation, we had a few things in place. We would have boys fill out surveys after the program with their father, and we had a few different ways of indicating whether there's been a change. But what we found now is, my goodness, we have so much more gold to mine in terms of getting some more data that actually does bring up more behavioral changes and self-esteem changes. So what we've actually found as a result of this is that we've partnered with a university in Sydney to now conduct some independent research which looks at pre and post, and it's going to look at all of our programs. So again, from my point of view and from our board of directors and everyone within the organization, we're going to be able to sell the further credibility of what we do because we are preventative, and you know, it's just going to help to further tell the work that we do. We've created a very strong organizational asset, and again, with so many things going on, it's really been able to It's really helped to be able to structure our thoughts and activities, and it's what these guys all describe as it's a live document, so it's constantly evolving. We look back at it every so months and say, okay, well, now the external factors have changed a little bit, this assumption needs to change, and you know, there's that understanding within the organization that it is an evolving but live reference point they can go to. Even some interesting things that came as a result that I wasn't aware of. I wasn't aware it was going to happen before we embarked on it. It's just things like it keeps our risks top of mind. As a youth organisation, one of our biggest risks is that of occupational health and safety and child protection. And what it has actually done is we've always had high levels of stringent policy here, but it keeps it at the fore all of the time. We're all very aware of the fact that if we have an incident on camp, you know, it'll break us. So in this kind of document, it really keeps that at the fore of our thinking. Also, it identifies resourcing issues. I was talking before about kind of the gaps that we have, and it makes us now think as an organization, we need an independent research partner. We need some more resources here to help us do the things that we need to do. The pros and the cons, it was quite overwhelming at first. Again, just because we had so many things going on within our organization, we wanted to make large-scale social change with the Westpac Foundation, which we are, which is great. But it seemed quite hard to, I guess, summarize that into a two-page document. The time and engagement from other employees was high. It did allow for different points of view, though we had some kind of heated discussions, which was good in itself, because I would have a point of view about a program, and then the program manager would say, actually, that's not how it works at all. So again, it kind of enriched me and my colleagues, and it's got to the point where we all agree on things. But you know, there are so many pros, and what may have looked like a con at the beginning really is such a pro now. And you know, our project, for what it's worth, is running to track, and we've got increases in many areas. So I think from our point of view, it's absolutely been very beneficial to us. And that's it for me.